You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Millions of people are relying on food pantries during the pandemic. In rural spots up north, that means long lines at cash-strapped facilities. And that can be especially hard for people with diabetes. Today on our new series, Our Lives Have Changed, we meet a man whose life has been upended by the demand on food pantries. Interlochen Public Radio's Max Johnston has his story.
Tom Mang comes here a lot. On a cloudy, cold day this winter, the 58-year-old is sitting on a park bench along Boardman Lake. Tom's a burly guy wearing a bright yellow hunter's cap. He has a silver goatee and red cheeks beneath his glasses.
I come down here, I'll just sit here on one of these nice benches, and I fell asleep here once.
Oh, really? Was it? I assume it was during the summer, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long were you out?
I don't know, but there was a whole different group of people around me when I woke up.
Tom's sitting with his walking stick, staring out at the water.
This place means peace to me. I come down here a lot, and I just sit here and visit with the ducks and the swans and the geese.
Tom's been coming here for years, but a lot more during the pandemic. He says this place helps him get away from it all. For the past decade, Tom has had lots of health problems. He's diabetic and at one point weighed over 300 pounds. Tom says he knew if he didn't change something, he'd die. So a few years ago, his walks along the Boardman turned into 5 to 10 mile trips to get his heart pumping. On doctor's orders, he cut out processed foods with lots of salt, carbs, or sugar.
I mean, I lost between 55 and 60 pounds.
Over how long?
Most of it was within 9 months.
Okay.
When you're diabetic, maintaining your blood sugar requires careful management of your diet. So Tom is very picky about what he eats.
They taught me to just shop the outside edge of the grocery store. The fresh vegetables, the real meat, not processed, you know, things like that.
Tom even avoids carrots and potatoes because he says they have too many carbs. Fresh food costs more, but Tom doesn't work. He's on disability after problems with his eyes sapped some of his vision. That's a common side effect of diabetes. On his fixed income, Tom would go to food pantries to get what he couldn't afford at the grocery store. But as a precaution, most have stopped letting people come inside to browse. This is happening in pantries across the country, especially in rural areas. They usually have less space, less money for fresh food, and older volunteers than their metropolitan counterparts. Tom is able to get some prepackaged food from the pantries, but he says most of it is things he can't eat, like canned soup or macaroni and cheese.
You know, the last time I went, I got a couple bags with maybe 100 things in it. And out of it, I could use 2. And so I give the rest to my neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want it to go to waste, so you give it to somebody else who can use it.
Elaine Tall is with the Father Fred Foundation, a nonprofit in Traverse City with a food pantry. She knows Tom and says they accommodate diabetics, but there's only so much they can do. Father Fred has 40 volunteers right now, when they normally have over 200. And demand at food pantries is way up, so some items aren't always available.
We're trying to do our very, very best. We have pivoted and changed, and I think we're doing a really good job. Is it perfect? No.
Even small hiccups can have serious consequences for Tom. He's spending more and more of his limited income on food at the grocery store. Now Tom says he has to buy cheap food that may end up shortening his life. His health has already gotten worse. He was back in the hospital with heart problems a few weeks ago.
Yeah, my heart rate was running 140, 150 beats a minute. But my doctor was very sharp, and he caught it. And he probably saved me from having a stroke.
Tom expects more hospital trips in the coming months if this food situation keeps up. He's worried that means more medical bills.
I essentially am just going to have to tell him I can't pay it. I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, I have to pay my rent. I have to feed myself.
Tom doesn't have any solutions. Now he sounds exhausted.
But I can't be mad about it because I can't change it. You know, I've tried every route that I can travel. I've been on the phone. You know, I've searched this and searched that. It just had to accept it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes sense, but I've kind of turned a lot of the emotions off.
Tom's saving grace during the pandemic has been his walks along the Boardman. He runs a nature photography blog called Peaceful Exposures Photography. The front page features this description. An old bald guy wanders northern Michigan, finding peace in nature.
I look for the unique things that people normally wouldn't notice. You know, the way a light shines, the sunlight or something shines on something and makes it stand out. Something the average person walked by would never have seen.
Tom's vision will likely never be 100%. He says he can see well enough to legally drive, but says it could get worse. Still, many days you'll find him looking out at the Boardman, watching the ducks, the swans, and the geese. He might be sitting on that park bench in Logan's Landing. You'll know him by his camera and walking stick.
You know, I could go blind tomorrow, so I've learned to enjoy what I see today.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.